Don Watts is lost in his own maze.
To where we just were.
Right.
We have to go to the very outside one.
To the okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The graphic designer consults with Paul Fleming, one of the three brothers who runs Shady Brook Farm near Yardley, Bucks County. He's used to fishing people out of here.
We had one last week. We couldn't find him in here, and they kept calling the store to say, hey, I'm lost in your corn maze. And we drove all around. We went, and then we never even found them. And they must have come out, I guess.
Watts started working on the Fleming family farm at 15. Now he travels up and down the East Coast, helping farmers build corn mazes. The patterns, usually fall-themed like a pumpkin or lettering, get cut out of the young corn in the spring. 20 years ago, Watts started off the old-fashioned way, transferring the design on paper into the corn using a grid system.
We used to, when the corn was about 12 inches high, we would go out in the field and put stakes every 25 feet. And that worked very well. It was just labor-intensive. And we actually did that up until about 2008 is when we went to using the GPS system. Now we can go in and cut a maze in this maze in an hour, hour and a half.
This GPS technology is designed to help farmers track their planting and fertilizing. Watts doesn't know of anyone else using it to cut mazes. He thinks there are only about five or six people in the country who do what he does commercially.
I know that we're about halfway through. I can see the peach orchard just over the corn there.
Here at Shady Brook, the pods get cut about 5 feet across. The corn is approximately 6 or 7 feet tall this year. Usually it will tower at 9 or 10 feet. Some of the small farmers Watts works for have told him the extra income from their mazes has helped them to stay in business. Today there are 13 school groups visiting Shady Brook Farm's attractions. In the maze, a team of students from Olney High School, Team Caramel, can only stop briefly. They're in a race to beat Team Explorer, explains their young teacher, Jamila Evans.
We've only been in for 15 minutes. We're hoping to get out soon, within the next 15 minutes so we can catch our bus.
All I know is that the exit is that away.
Our strategy was to first try to make every right turn, and now we're just kind of going with our instinct.
In all, there's a little over a mile of path cut into these 3 acres. Uninvited guests will sometimes also wander through.
Another thing we get occasionally is critters. Everybody likes the corn. The deer like the corn, the raccoons, and every once in a while you hear shuffling through the dried leaves, but it's nothing to worry about. But occasionally you'll hear a kid scream when they see something running through the corn.
What's a lot scarier than a raccoon, he says, is being out here at night. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.